You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The opinions that you may hear us express, expressly or otherwise, over the public's airways is in no way to represent the opinions expressed or otherwise by our management, producers, sponsors, or various members of their staffs or their families or few friends.
Nor should these views express the opinions of the broadcasters, the disc jockeys, the salesmen, the program and music directors, and their secretaries and girlfriends and wives and their staff.
Unless, of course, we are willing to assume that we can assume the responsibility that their opinions will not influence anyone else's opinions.
Or their family and friends.
And staff.
WMDX 92.7, John Peterson, Gordy Young, your guests, and we appreciate you inviting us into your home.
Good morning.
You looked at me like, guests.
What? What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, you're going to get kicked out pretty quick here.
We're guests in everybody's home. We're guests in somebody's car as they're driving to work. They have us on, video-wise, on their phone and listening Bluetooth in their car stereo. And it's very intimate, very intimate.
So that makes us guests. In their vehicle.
Yes. Now I'm just picturing somebody's driving into work, and then they turn to their right. They see John Peterson in the passenger seat.
Freak out and drive off the road.
Freak out.
Or next to their steering wheel, looking right at you.
Happy Monday. Have a good weekend.
Wow. I mean, you know, it turned out to be a really nice weekend, a perfect weekend to get outdoors.
Wonderful.
And and sadly, that's the whole reason why I had to go out and work in the yard, because it was such a nice weekend.
I think a lot of people did the same thing.
Yeah.
John. Yeah. Got out there. I did a little lawn work and
Well, maybe somebody can come over and take care of the vines on the hillside of my yard. That'd be great. Man, I tell you, those things, they have a life of their own.
What kind of vines? What do you mean? A lot of vines?
I don't know. Just a lot of vines. Yeah. And they cover all the bushes out there. They cover all the trees, and I'm really not happy with that. Last year, I didn't go out at all because, you know, I have very little time to do anything.
Yeah.
You know? So. This year, I'm doing it. I'm definitely going to take care of the yard this year. Damn it.
Good for you.
You can't stop me, man. Don't try.
Oh, I'm not going to. I wouldn't dare.
But, of course, you're out there taking care of the yard.
I don't have much of a yard to take care of, but I do have a little garden area.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to scrub the concrete every now and then, right?
I do. Yes, I do.
Those concrete flowers are wonderful.
Yeah. And today's the day that they start working on the Highland Avenue exit and the UW sewer project, whatever hell that is.
Yeah, that's going to be for a few months, just right outside your home, rather,
yes,
apartment.
Couple of months of construction and trucks going by and trucks backing up with beep, beep, beep.
We actually share the same problem.
Why?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
A notice in the mail the other day that the city of Middleton is warning us that the Beltline, which is right next to my house, is going to get repaved.
It is?
Yeah. All the way from my house.
Yes.
In front of my house, all the way to Gammon Road.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, going east.
Oh.
South and east, yeah.
Okay.
Now, I don't know why they're doing this, because I know that they paved it maybe when they redid the whole bridge in that area. They paved it, and it was blacktop, and it was really quiet. The cars were, when they went by, you didn't hear it.
Really?
I don't know why now they're going to repave it. I'm going to have to drive through there again. Mm. I drive through there all the time, but now I'm going to look and see what the hell they're talking about. Why they need to repave the Beltline. So the Beltline's going to have major construction this summer.
Great.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Of course, you know, then I'm going to have to go out and get the damn house filters again, because the dust will be insane, like it was when they were fixing the bridge next to my house.
Oh, boy.
I'm not that close, but I'm close enough.
You're Yes.
You know, High Point Road, and then there's this little tiny green space, and then it's the Beltline.
Yeah.
And when they put in those giant electrical lines. Yeah, because they didn't want to put it through the countryside. It's too beautiful out there. They wanted to use an ugly space. So they put it
like John's backyard.
Yeah, my backyard. So they put it right on the Beltline. They thought, well, if that's we put it right along the Beltline, yeah. nobody will notice. It's not pretty. So let's just put it there. So let's make it more ugly.
Yes. Those are enormous power line grid thing, holder. I don't know what you call them.
Some transmission lines.
Yeah,
that,
transmission towers.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Supply northern Wisconsin with electricity. Well, I'm pulling the plug. That's it.
Really? Okay. You know, it was beautiful all day yesterday, and Saturday was wonderful.
Yeah.
Today's warming up a little bit more.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
But right now, it's a little cool, 45 degrees at the official WMD X thermometer. Let me try to wake up. And let's see what the afternoon high might be. What does your watch say? What is your Samsung?
WMDX Samsung watch official weather. Well, it's 49 degrees currently, says.
Temperature's jumping up already.
And
what about the afternoon
86
high?
86 is the predicted high.
What?
86.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what you're thinking.
Well, let's roll the dice here. Or what do you got there, Sam?
We got the bar dice.
Ooh.
Well, one of them says 8, and one of them says 0. So 80,
those
I guess.
Those are some special dice.
Yes, they are. Very special, magical WMDX.
I never saw a blank side on dice before.
So it's going to be warm any way you look at it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That must be some kind of Yahtzee dice or some kind of weird
Yahtzee.
Dice. Some kind of dice that has a zero on it in large numbers.
I guess, yeah.
We'll think of that.
Okay. Let's get to the National Day Calendar. Let's whip through this thing. What is it? What is it today?
Don't take your time. Just whip through it.
Is it National Nutty Fudge Day? Is it National Yo-Yo Day?
Mm-hmm.
National Odometer Day? Or National Limerick Day? Which one of those days does not belong John Peterson?
It's not National Odometer Day.
Well, you're wrong again. It is National Odometer Day. Why we need a day for that, we'll find out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sam?
You know, one of your go-tos for trying to trick us, Gordy, has been National Yo-Yo Day, and I highly doubt that today is the actual National Yo-Yo Day.
Well, Sam, I have a surprise for you.
Yes?
You're right.
All right.
It's not National Yo-Yo
Day. I hate that. He always he see, I go first.
Yeah, he gets a better shot at it.
Yeah, he
that
gets
way.
A better shot at it.
Yeah,
we can't give him credit for actually picking the right answer.
Right, it's National Nutty Fudge Day. Do you like fudge? Do you like nuts? There you go. It's National Nutty Fudge Day. Sweet and delicious. Yeah. Next up on
Sounds
the big
wonderful.
List. Yeah. Okay. National Odometer Day. This was the one that. Seems a little odd today. An odometer is an instrument, John, that indicates the distance traveled by a vehicle, maybe electronic, mechanical, or a combination of both. Mm-hmm. The word odometer comes from the Greek words hodos, H-O-D-O-S, meaning path or gateway, and metron, meaning measure. In some countries, an odometer is called a milometer, or a tripometer.
It sounds like something from the 40s?
Yeah, I don't know.
A milometer.
Yeah, it doesn't. Okay.
All right.
And it's also National Limerick Day. Do you like yourself a limerick? Okay. Anybody got any limericks that we can clean up and
they were,
put on the
air? Yeah, well, they're typically very sexist.
Yeah.
Or brutal. So, no.
Looking for something good here, but now. Nah.
Really? You're going to try to find one on the fly?
No. No, I'm not. Let's take a look
at
that.
Okay, that was scary.
Let's go to history today.
Yeah, let's go to history.
We've got plenty of history to talk about.
Oh, boy, the book's real dusty from over the weekend.
Okay, well, look out.
All those graduates came to town.
They're all over town.
Lots of dust everywhere.
Walking with their parents, you know. And, oh, boy.
I know.
Yeah.
Do you have to drive through downtown at all?
Yes.
Oh,
a couple of times. Oh, it was a
I avoided downtown at all. I live like 2 blocks from the Capitol.
Yeah.
I still avoided downtown at all costs.
Nightmare. Yeah. Well, did you open the history book?
Oh, God. I'm just trying to delay the inevitable.
Only a few more days to do this.
It's not good. Not good. That's a lot of black smoke there from the
yeah. Why is it
the
smoking?
Pulp out, the pulp out.
That's it.
Oh yeah.
You're gonna have to teach the new producer how to open the history book and cough like you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it can't be that hard just to cough, can it?
Well, you perfected the cough
into
something, you know, that
into
we look
something
forward to
that's
hearing.
A little excessive.
No one's ever going to be able to produce that.
Yeah.
Same
might
cough.
Might have to come up with his own thing.
Maybe I should record an album of cough sounds for the new producer.
Coughing and crying with go. Sam Davison.
Yes. Okay, well, in the history book, today in 1846, the ill-fated Donner Party embarked on their journey to California.
Okay.
The Donner
That's
Party.
Wonderful.
Donner Party.
Yeah. We always heard about the Donner Party. What a wonderful group of people. I'm glad.
It was a good time. They had a good party, right?
Party worked out real well. Back in 1846. It must have been a hell of a party to get it marked down on the calendar.
They had some... What really tasty snacks from
well,
what
come
I
on. Refresh our memory. What happened with the Donner Party?
The Donner Party got they got stranded on their way out to California in the middle of the winter, and they couldn't find food, had to resort to cannibalism.
Yeah.
So a number of the people who managed to make it through the winter like got found. They made it to California, but boy, what an experience.
I guess.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. Today, 1949, the Berlin blockade ended. Part of that was the big Berlin airlift when the Allies were flying supplies in by parachute to the city.
Yeah. Okay.
Big stuff. This was surprising to me. Today in 2002, Jimmy Carter, the only current or former U.S. president to visit Cuba since 1959, he visited Cuba on this day in 2002.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Groundbreaking.
We got to take back Cuba. You know, we have to reestablish communications with Cuba. We have to reestablish some kind of exchange of tourism. Now, we started doing that.
You just want those cigars,
president,
don't you?
Yeah. Well, what president was it? It was Clinton that was doing that? It was Obama that started that relationship with Cuba again? And tourist flights?
Right. Yeah. And,
they were starting to get back on their feet, and things were starting to look up a little bit. And
then they got shut down.
Yeah, it got shut down.
I don't know what happened. Okay. I don't know.
Why do you want to go to Cuba, John?
Well, you know, it's kind of fun. I mean, if you think about it, they still have
it's fun there.
They still have the old 50s cars.
Well,
that's true. They got a lot of old cars. Yeah.
That's true. Got a couple birthdays here. Catherine Hepburn has a birthday.
Oh.
Yogi Berra. You ever heard his yogiisms?
Oh, sure.
Those are great.
Tons of them. Yeah. Yep.
George Carlin has a birthday today. And also Tony Hawk. Tony Hawk's a lot older than I thought he was.
Yeah. Skateboard.
Famous
guy,
skateboarder.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Like everybody thinks he's still in his, well, I picture him in his like early 30s, but he's older than my parents.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's pretty old, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, Gordy.
Not really.
It is 19 minutes past the hour. When we come back, Pam Yonke will join us from the Midwest Farm Report, talking about food and farm and Alice in Dairyland. That's coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning. We're just getting started. Good morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
This is where the action is, WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy.
It's a beautiful morning. Temperatures in the 40s, though, a little cool, but it's going to warm up nicely into the 80s later on today. Time for us to welcome in Pam Yockey from the Midwest Farm Report.
She heard this is where the action is,
That's right.
We have her on the line right now.
good morning, Pam.
Morning, guys. Morning, guys. Yeah, you're right. It's going to get warm and sticky out there today for sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The high humidities and probably high dew points, which I'm allergic to.
you're allergic to the dew point?
I can't handle dew points.
Yeah. Well, now we've got... And we've got all this hippie Christmas going on with the furniture.
The graduates. The graduates are gone now.
Yeah.
But let's get to Alice in Dairyland. We didn't get to the last time we talked, but how's that thing going?
Well, so this is the big week for the six candidates that want to be the next Alice in Dairyland. The 78th annual Alice in Dairyland selection process will start later this week, Thursday, in Crawford County. So we've got six young women that would like to be the spokesperson for Wisconsin Agriculture. Now, remember, this is a paid position through the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Basically, she's in the marketing division. I think the last time I looked, the salary is $45,000. Obviously, gets a state car and all that type of thing, and a lot of road miles. On average, they put on around 40,000 miles in the year that they serve as Alice, and it can deviate quite a little bit. But they'll head towards Prairie du Chien on Thursday and be around Crawford County doing tours of different businesses, farms, etc. Then on Saturday night is the finale. They'll start with the banquet around 4 o'clock, banquet reception, and then wrap it up that evening with the announcement of who our next Alice is. And I got to tell you guys, I know that most of the girls that are up for the position this year, and it is a strong field of candidates. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not going to go wrong with any of them. But like I said, just a really, really competitive field of young professionals that want to be a part of this campaign. I thought it was interesting. I was looking back at the history. This actually started back in 1914, and it really was to raise awareness on the diversity of Wisconsin agriculture, but it was really more of a beauty pageant back then.
Yes, it was. You know,
they make no bones about that, but it's definitely morphed and transformed a lot of different ways today. So I wish the six of them best of luck. It's going to be a tough decision for the judges.
That's right. A lot of women entrepreneurs are getting into farming. It's a great thing. It really is. Who's going to be the crazy mad cheese hatter this year?
What are you talking about?
I'm just making it up. You know, it's Alice in Wonderland, Alice in Cheeseland, Alice in Dairyland. Come on, you guys.
Okay. Is this the way it goes with you guys on Mondays, making it up, that kind of thing?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, right. Well, you were mentioning hippie Christmas and all the goody-goodies that somebody's going to be enticed to try to pick up off the streets.
Yeah.
And I believe there was conversation about what comes along with that. Speaking of which, and dew points, you may notice that you're starting to make those involuntary gestures of swatting in the sky.
Absolutely.
More and more this week. Yeah. TJ Leash, our University Extension entomologist, said that the insect counts are on the climb. And that's not just important for those of us that get irritated by mosquitoes and worry about ticks. Farmers are also going to have to keep an eye on insects. He told me that they have been tracking kind of the migratory pattern, the swarms of bugs that get carried up to Wisconsin on the wind patterns. And you and I both know winds have been pretty strong over the past couple of weeks.
Yes.
So we've got some really big numbers coming of black-leaf cutworms and armyworms, which are two really devastating insects that can take really damage our crops a lot. So farmers are going to have to keep an eye on that. A lot of farmers, if you drive out in the country and see our alfalfa field, big lush green fields, that's another place where alfalfa weevil like to move in. So keep an eye out for that. If you were out and about this weekend, check for ticks on you, your kids, your dogs, because PJ said with the mild winter that we had in Wisconsin, ticks have actually been very active for probably the past couple of months. They do not necessarily slow down a lot. Well, they do slow down a lot, but once that snow disappears, they can be crawling all over the place. So check yourself if you were out hiking or in the wild over the weekend.
There's a kind of a new worm infestation, yes, that's taking place that eats the soil and destroys the soil.
What?
Yeah.
And we've got other insects that are all screw worm is something that our livestock industry is monitoring in the south right now. That can actually kill cattle. I'm trying to bone up on it myself. We haven't seen it in Wisconsin, but boy, it is devastating to cattle herds that get it. You know, and I was mentioning about mosquitoes.
Yeah.
We all know that is coming around Wisconsin. Can't get away from that. But PJ told me, and this just makes me wring my hands even more, that Wisconsin is home to 55 different species of mosquitoes.
Wow.
So I had no idea.
I didn't either.
To me, they all look the same on the back of my hand. But it's 55 different species.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's why we love to talk to PJ. He's always got something up his sleeve that educates us on what we thought we already knew. So.
55 mosquitoes up his sleeve. That's what he's got.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine his job.
Oh, no.
For sure.
No. How about mental health, Martha? Let's touch on that briefly.
Only got a minute left here, but.
Yeah, that's all right. We'll talk about it again, I'm sure. Just reminding people that May is Mental Health Month. And just like all of us, farmers are dealing with a lot of stress right now. So if you can help minimize that by being respectful when you're sharing roadways with that large farm equipment, they've just got to try to get this done before the rain moves in later this week. Visibility on their machinery can be difficult. So don't make any foolish moves that add stress to everybody's life. But just kind of remember that farmers are under a lot of stress, as is everybody else. There are resources available, so reach out if you need them.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, Pam.
Very good.
That's Pam Yonke from the Midwest Farm Report, which is coming up next here on WMDX, everything about food and farm and agriculture. Yes, John?
Well, Catherine says it was Pam Alice once.
Oh, you know what? Forgot to ask her that. Well, next time. We'll talk to her first.
All right.
We'll be back with more of John and Gordy.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
This is grade A, weapons grade stupidity.
Just doing my civic duty, sir.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Well, you know, we've got a few interesting people talking about Idiocracy next hour.
Really?
Charlie Sykes had a guest on from The Atlantic, writer, and he was talking about how he can't watch that that movie anymore.
Is that right?
Yeah, we'll get into that.
Okay.
But just thought I'd mention it because this is Idiocracy time again. Every day, each and every day is.
At 6:36, that's right. We're right on time. And we've got sunshine out there this morning,
John. We do. It's a beautiful morning.
It was great all weekend long, and it's going to continue today. Highs in the 80s. Right now, we're in the 40s. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by our friends at Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. You can call them for an appointment, 608-249-4077. Maybe if you're in a situation, you're having trouble, you know, listening to what somebody's saying, if you're in a crowd, you've got some
even
background
at a
noise. Or at a concert, like Sam was at a concert over the weekend. Of course, there was loud bang, bang, rock and roll music playing. Of course, that's going to be a problem. But if you're just, you know, out and about in a conversation with people, maybe you can't hear because of loud background noise, you need to call Jim or Sarah at Madison Hearing Aid Center. They help John Peterson, and they can help you too.
Well, they did. John? They did help me out quite a bit, yes.
Mm-hmm. Don't let hearing loss or hearing aids frustrate you. They can help you out. You can get your hearing tested also online at MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. They have a starter test there. But it's best to make an appointment. Give them a call, 608-249-4077. Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison.
I keep saying that we need anti-hearing aids, especially since we're here in Idiocracy. Yeah, and we can use AI with hearing aids now. Why don't we train AI hearing aids whenever they detect a certain person's voice, say, Donald Trump to just like add in a little noise cancellation.
True.
Sounds like a great idea to me.
Well, you know, it also could act as a community notes, right? I mean, the AI could check on whether something is true or false. It could block out anything that is false.
So you wouldn't hear anything anyway.
Yes. Okay. It'd be a quiet world. Well, a lot of peace. A lot of peace there. You know, something just occurred to me. We were talking about Alice in Dairyland.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
This is interesting. Maybe Alice Cooper could be a special guest at Alice in Dairyland.
What would he do?
I heard a story. You know, I was listening to some music this morning on Sirius, and they were talking about how Alice Cooper and his original band is getting back together again.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, they were some real true rock and rollers.
Yes.
And as I mentioned before, that was the very first rock and roll concert I was ever taken to.
Was that in Milwaukee?
Yes, it was. Yeah. I'd seen James Brown before that with my sister, but that's not rock and roll. Mm. When I saw Alice Cooper, it blew my mind. Mm. It was really, really great. A lot of showmanship. They didn't have all the animals and crazy creatures on stage as they did later on in Alice Cooper concerts. But
they didn't have the snake or
I don't believe
they
did.
The guillotine?
No, they had
guillotine?
They had the tooth. You know, the tooth. Remember the dentist pulling Alice Cooper's tooth out?
Yeah. I never saw him in concert, but I do recall that that was part of the act.
Some song, Sweet. Okay.
Did he give his speech on Milwaukee from Wayne's World when you were there?
Did he?
Yeah, no. I'm asking you. No. If he was playing in Milwaukee, did he talk about...
I don't remember. It was my very first concert.
do you realize what, or like, are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
No, I'm not.
In Wayne's World, like, Wayne and Garth go backstage to meet Alice Cooper, and he goes on and on about the history of Milwaukee. Like, he's a history buff or something like that.
Well, that's fantastic. I will definitely look into that.
Yeah, we'll have to check that out.
Maybe we can get something on that here, and we can drop it into the show every once in a while.
All right.
But anyway, yes, Alice Cooper in Dairyland. Why not?
We'll bring that up with Pam Jahnke. Maybe she has some, strings she can pull.
Hey, we're living in Idiocracy.
Okay.
What do you expect?
Okay.
All right, let's, Kash Patel is a crazy guy.
What did he do? What did he do now?
Well, he was being grilled over the fact that a report is due from the FBI, and he has not gotten that report
done. A budget. He was supposed to put together a budget.
So why don't we listen to this cut here? This is Cash saying that he'll get to it. He'll get to it. the thing is, they keep saying that he flies to Vegas because he has a home there.
And
he's always there, and he goes out at night in Vegas. Okay. He's always partying. It's like he doesn't take it seriously, and that's not me saying it. That's what the stories are talking about. Okay, let's listen to Cash Patel's interesting reasons for not having that that budget report in.
So, Director Patel, when should we expect this FY25 spend plan for the FBI? Have you seen it? Have you reviewed it? When will we get it?
I'll get you an answer, ma'am. I don't have a timeline on that.
No timeline?
It was due last week, by law.
I understand.
And your answer is you just understand. You're not going to follow the law?
My answer is that I am following the law, and I'm working with my interagency partners to do this and get you the budget that you are required to have.
And you have no timeline?
No.
Okay.
Wow. So if you're breaking the law, but you still don't have a timeline, and he doesn't seem to be in a hurry to come up with one.
You know, the least he could do is treat it like if he's a kid in school and this was like some major project.
Homework assignment.
He could at least do a half-assed version of it and turn it in.
Yeah. My dog ate the report.
Right.
But here's the thing, he doesn't seem to be in a rush to even try to convince the people interviewing him that maybe he should get it done. Yeah,
there's no deadline.
And even though he is breaking the law by not having that report in, he says he's still following the law. Now, that's the part that drives me absolutely crazy. What? This is how they do it, right? This is how they get into your head and start driving you absolutely nuts. And I, you know, I walked out, around all day yesterday thinking, what is he trying to say there?
No, he's just ignoring it.
Yeah.
It just, it'll go away, apparently, if you don't do it at all, and they'll stop asking questions. Yeah.
And in no rush. Well, I'm going to come up with a timeline. I'll get it to you right away. That report is in the mail. No promises, folks. No promises at all.
Nope.
Okay, and you know, we're going through this this big deportation problem, and I truly think it's a way that Trump inadvertently but eventually came around to thinking this is a way to terrorize America, to scare people to think that people who are walking around on the streets can be disappeared instantly. They can be taken away. They're taking after a lot of moms. For some reason, they're capturing moms out there because they're pretty dangerous. Pulling babies out of their arms and then deporting moms. Yeah, they're going after the moms. I've got like three or four stories we haven't even gotten to on this show. I'm just waiting to play them. But yes, these moms are being taken away in front of their families. It's cruelty beyond anything. But anyway, this is a way to terrorize the rest of the country. Mm-hmm. And we wouldn't have to be going through this if they had passed that immigration bill. Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember when Trump said, don't pass that immigration bill. We're running on this.
Right.
And because this is a way to terrorize the country, he needed this. And Senator Jim Lankford had this to say about how all of this could have been prevented. Let's listen to Cut 67 here. This is Jim Lankford.
Looking back on the compromise you forged on immigration, do you think we'd be better off if that had happened, or are we better off now that it didn't happen and we just have a different president?
No, we do have a different president that's using the same law that's been there for decades and actually enforcing it, and we're seeing very different outcomes. Thinking about the bill that passed, it should have passed. It would have fixed a lot of the loopholes that are in the law, and it would have been easier to be able to do enforcement now. Because one of the challenges that we have is our asylum laws do include a lot of loopholes in them that cartels have exploited for years. They've become experts in exploiting our law because it's billions of dollars of income to them when they can find those loopholes and gaps. I heard a commentator just last week saying the courts are challenging these different ways that President Trump is enforcing the law. Somebody needs to bring up a bill. Mm-hmm. True story. Somebody needs to bring up a bill to be able to close some of these loopholes. And it was a conservative commentator that was saying it, and I laughed, and I thought, I know somebody that's brought one of them.
I know a guy.
Yeah, I know a guy, and I know a bill that could do that. Now, was the bill everything that I wanted? No. I'm negotiating with the Democrat White House at the time to be able to get it done. But many of the areas that we need to close the loopholes were in that bill. And some form of that we will eventually get done.
And if I read that bill, legislative summary correctly, would have had more of the personnel to adjudicate things faster.
Right. Yeah, we were adding more judges. We were adding more ICE agents. We were adding more Border Patrol agents. We added more border wall. We added additional funding that the administration is looking for now, would have already been there on January 1 to be able to be there and ready to be able to go when the new White House is actually sworn in.
So now, we would be better off, if I hear you correctly.
I do believe we would be. And I think the other thing is, last year we had 1 million people that illegally crossed our border after that bill failed. That 1 million people wouldn't have been here.
That's right.
Hmm. Wow.
So all and of again, this could have been avoided.
Who was that?
That's Senator Jim Lankford.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's the guy who turned him in originally. Mm-hmm. He's always been talking about this. They had this bill agreed to. Everybody was on board. And then they got, you know, word from Trump, elect president at the time, saying, don't use it. Don't bring that up.
Don't pass it
because we don't want the one issue that we have here.
Right.
You know, remember, immigrants were eating dogs and cats at the time. They really went overboard pushing this.
This is the one big issue they had.
They didn't want to wreck that great idea. So, wow. I know. It's bad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it could have been avoided, and I just wanted to bring that up and let everybody know. And this is, of course, another episode of Idiocracy.
Mm-hmm. Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. You can call us or text us. You can do it the easy way, though, in the Civic Media app. Just download it at the Apple Store or Google and use it. You can text us or call us. This portion of the show being brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. One thing that remains constant since 1958, they are still direct-to-consumer and provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Two locations here in Madison on the east side and on the west side. Go to verlo.com for more information.
Sweet.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Coming up in our next hour, we're going to talk to Jennifer McFarlane from Comfy Cauldron in DeForest. They have a slice of heaven market happening. We'll be finding out all about that.
Just a slice?
Well, a slice of heaven, though. So all you need is
a
slice.
I suppose because
you're talking about heaven, I guess. We'll find out. I don't know.
You know, heaven doesn't pass out a lot of food, and you should be happy with what you get.
Yes. Okay. 6:48. We're coming back with more of Idiocracy.
Yeah.
Right here on John and Gordy in the Morning. Slice of heaven.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX 92.7. John and Gordy in the Morning, one of the great songs from my past.
Alice 18. Cooper. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
I love this stuff.
Crank it up. Yeah. Crank it up.
Here.
Yeah. Life's full of the ups and downs. I'm in the middle without any plans. I'm a boy and I'm a man.
I'm 18. Whole 18.
18. Great song.
Teen Angst there.
Why are we playing this again? Because that was your first concert, right?
First major concert
that I
went to, besides James Brown before that. But that was soul music. This was rock and roll, and it changed my life completely.
Mm.
And you said you saw a great clip of Alice talking about Milwaukee, my hometown.
That's right. It's from Wayne's World.
All right.
Wayne's World takes place in Milwaukee.
Well, let's
listen
to that clip.
Yeah,
then.
We found it.
All right, great.
So, do you come to Milwaukee often? Well, I'm a regular visitor here, but Milwaukee has certainly had its share of visitors. The French missionaries and explorers were coming here as early as the late 1600s to trade with the Native Americans.
In fact, isn't Milwaukee an Indian name?
Yes, Pete, it is. Actually, it's pronounced Miliwake, which is Algonquin for the good land.
I was not aware of that.
I think one of the most interesting aspects of Milwaukee is the fact that it's the only major American city to have ever elected three socialist mayors.
Does this guy know how to party or what?
Okay.
Well, we got to get going.
No. Stick around. Hang out with us.
Cool. Yeah, we'll stay and hang around with you. With Alice Cooper.
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Oh, that is too much. It really is.
Wayne and Garth and Alice.
Yeah, that's great. That is truly great stuff. I didn't hear that, and I'm so proud of my hometown now.
The good land.
Yes. It didn't sound like they really wanted a history lesson, but
they got it anyway.
They sure did.
Milwaukee. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Or at least it was pronounced like that. That's tremendous stuff. All right, let's get to something that everybody's talking about now, and it's crazy gift.
Oh, no. The $400 million jet?
Yeah.
From Saudi Arabia
to
Donald Trump.
In exchange, of course, Donald Trump announced that he has a $5.5 billion golf course and a Trump resort in Qatar. So Qatar said, you know what? We have this extra jetliner. It's it's like a castle in the sky or something like that.
It's extra.
We're going to we're just going to pass it along to you. That's fine, you know?
Wow. Why would they do this?
Well, I mean, you would think it was a quid pro quo, right? I mean, mm-hmm. something like that. It sure sounds like it to
sure
me. It
does.
Sounds like a corrupt deal of payoff time.
Don't think it's really legal to do that. You know, are there some sort of rules, some regulations about gifts?
I think there is something about that in the
officials?
Constitution, but of course no one's following the Constitution anymore, except when they're, you know, told to by the Supreme Court, which is run by Republicans now, and they're really not out there trying to do anything. Oh, before we get to this story, let's go to Joe first, all right? Let's take this call. Joe, good to hear from you again.
Good morning, Joe.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to chime in a little bit more on Cash Patel, and it does play into what you're talking about. Rolling Stone added a few more comments beyond what Senator Patty Murray said when Cash Patel showed up to a budget hearing, where by law he's supposed to have a budget, and he doesn't and has no time.
But he is following the law, even though he's not really following the law.
Yeah, right. Well, it gets better. Apparently, Senator Merkley out of Oregon was questioning him about the Trump's administration policy of deporting immigrants without due process and asking whether the FBI would investigate this because it's against the law. The Constitution specifically says due process to all people, not just citizens, all people. And the Supreme Court has reaffirmed this, that it extends to undocumented immigrants. Patel says this is just like this is how you can start your work week, because Merkley says that's what the Constitution says. And Patel responds, no, it doesn't say that. And simultaneously insisting that he reads the Constitution every day.
All right.
Wow.
Sure he does. Sure. That's why he doesn't have the budget done, because he's busy reading the Constitution.
Oh, yeah,
every
that's true.
Day, you know,
that's
that
true.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes. Oh.
So that's his good excuse. Instead of, you know, the dog ate my homework or somebody made a boo-boo with a computer and we lost the budget, you cannot say he's busy reading the Constitution.
And it's taken him a long time to get through it.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
All right, Joe. All right. Thank you. That's great stuff. All right. Again, you know, with this Qatar deal now, you know, the $5.5 billion golf course and Trump Resort being in exchange now, we didn't know.
What?
For a jet airliner. You know, I mean, that's what's going to happen here, right?
Wait, he's exchanging a golf course? What?
He was allowed a golf course and Trump Resort in Qatar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
To build one.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
And in exchange, again, a quid pro quo. Yeah. Hey. You know, what they're going to do over there, they're going to give them a jet airliner. So Ron Flipkowski, normal everyday journalist out there, he wrote, disgusting, naked, open, blatant corruption, whether it is crypto, Trump media stocks, real estate developments, license deals, or jets, foreign governments continue to buy our presidency by bribing our criminal president. Jonathan Carl wrote, President Trump is poised to accept a luxury jet as a gift from Qatar. It's to be used for Air Force One and then transferred to the Trump Library in 2029, perhaps the biggest foreign gift ever. Department of Justice insists it's legal. Not bribery, not a violation of the Emoluments Clause.
Okay.
It's legal somehow. All right.
We'll keep following that story. It's got some legs. Okay.
I think so.
6:59. In our next hour, we'll talk to Jennifer McFarlane from Comfy Cauldron in DeForest. Stay with us.
Let the sunshine. It's the John Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.